I said Marga Gomez. That's right. She is on the cover of The Village Voice. She just had a film screen, The D Word. Who went? Anyone go? That's what I'm saying. That's right. If you didn't catch that film, you can catch her in Los Big Names at the Magic Theater. And it's now July 8th through August, so the whole summer. The whole summer. That's down at Fort Mason. Marga is coming to the stage all the way from Brooklyn, New York! Yeah. Give it up for Marga Gomez!
That's right! Get it out!
Hey! Who loves pussy? Come closer so I can smell you, please. Come on, you're all too far away. Come on. I'm never in San Francisco. Please come close to me. I love you all. You never know. I'm not busy tonight. Hey, everybody. We're going to march. We're going to fucking march. I don't know where this march goes, but let's go to Pier 39. Everybody, buy a t-shirt. Buy a Dyke March t-shirt, okay? Please, buy a t-shirt. Give money to the Dyke March. Hey, how about this weather, huh? It's fucking Dyke weather. We don't need no fucking sunshine. We don't want that. We want a little drizzle. We want it wet. Wet Dyke March weather. The fags can have the sun. We want the wet. T-shirt and do something, because this is the best Dyke March in the world. There is no other Dyke March like the San Francisco Dyke March. And you know, if you've gone to other Dyke Marches, I went to the Dyke March in L.A. I was the Dyke. My chant was, what do I want? I went to the Dyke March in New York. I'm from New York. What? They're very angry. They're too angry in New York. They were really angry. And on Fifth Avenue, there's this bunch of little fairy boys, and they're like, you know, Dyke groupies. How about our Dyke groupie fairy boys? And on Fifth Avenue, those are the best Dyke groupie fairy boys, because they get all dressed up, and they make lemonade, and they wear cheerleader outfits, and every year, they wait for the Dykes to come down Fifth Avenue, and they have pom-poms, and they start freaking out and cheering, we love you, we love you, we wish we were you, we hate men too. Lemonade, isn't that sweet, making lemonade for the Dykes? But the New York Dykes too pissed off, they're always complaining. This ain't organic, piss off, boy. Darlin folks are doing a great job today, our interpreter. Okay, this is the great thing about this Dyke March, which really makes it the best day of Pride Month, as far as I'm concerned, is that people are political, okay? Because that's how this movement started. Everybody connected the dots between homophobia, sexism, and racism, and classism. That's what the community was about, and that's how it started. It's human liberation, and I want to tell you something right now. There's been a lot of great political speakers, and I don't really read the paper, but I want to tell you right now that I think it's about time. This is kind of sensitive, so. All right, I'm going to break it down. Hey, here's Bitch. Bitch is in the house. And I'm telling you, my friends, I'm Marga Gomez. Believe that it is time for Cuba to impose an embargo on U.S.-made mojitos. Okay, there's a lot of fucked up, bogus mojitos being made in the USA. TGI Friday has no business making a mojito. Okay? Hey, let me tell you why, people. You don't make a mojito with vodka. Okay? If you can't take one, don't make a mojito. I don't care how many fucking leaves you have in the glass. Everybody thinks, well, it's a mojito. If you put some leaves in the glass, you put some crap in the glass, you obscure the floor with some sort of solid matter. It's not even mint leaves. Some people don't even care. People put any kind of leaves in there. Ivy. I've had a mojito with ivy in it. That shit can make you sick. Okay? Cigarette butt. This thing is a roach in my mouth. If a mojito, I'm trying. Okay? Don't be making a mojito unless you're Cuban or you're fucking a Cuban. Yes. Yes. That's an invitation. Okay, I feel bad because I'm in Dolores Park without my dog, and I just want to say hello to all the dog owners. Pick up the poop right now because I smell something. Okay, now listen. I feel a lot of love. Please, please applaud. If you're here with someone you love, all the couples, please applaud. Make some noise. Hey, wow, look at that. Feel that. Wow, okay, stop. Okay, all you people go over to the tennis court. Okay, you're in the way of the single people. Okay, single people. Alright? Yeah, alright? We go through a lot of trouble to come to the Dyke March. We get, you know, we get the right pair of dirty pants. And, you know, we want to hit on each other, and then we wind up hitting on somebody from a couple. And so, you know, just, you know, don't fuck with us. Don't play with us, you couples. Hey! Anybody here in the three-way? Please applaud if you're in the three-way. Wow. There's three women in the three-way here. Wow. Look at our community getting edgy. Look at that. That is something. You know, we never had three-ways in the other Dyke Marches. We've got a three-way going on in the field here. Yay, three-way, yay. I like that, you know, because they say lesbians won't have three ways because it's not even. It's never fair. And I know, you know, because three ways, they seem good on paper, you know, but it just doesn't divide evenly. You know, and then there's like these power struggles because I always want to be the captain. We just don't really have that many in our community. If you ever see three lesbians walk into a room and shut the door, one of them's going to be a therapist. That's how it is. But it's pretty hot this weekend. You know, this is big action for lesbians. You know, lesbians are coming to town, and then there's a lot of, you know, lesbian millionaires, single, you know, just want to hook up and, yeah, going to, you know, going out and going. I was at the Lexington. Boy, you know, it's like really, it's amazing. There's a lot of bold women. Now, one woman said to me, "Hey, Marga, I can ejaculate on a dime." You know, that's a new line to me. It's like, wow, that's fantastic. You can't go in my living room because I just got a new sofa. And I don't have any scotch card. Hey, anybody gone to the Queer Film Festival this month? It's great. It's great. I am enjoying the Queer Film Festival. And there's a lot of great Dyke films out. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to see a lot of the films. And I have to admit that I am not the best audience because there's all kinds of great subjects and I'm watching a movie and, you know, they're having issues and they're talking about politics and I'm just thinking, what are they going to fuck? You know, I mean, everybody works really hard to write their plot. I'm just going, get it on now. I want to see women kissing now because we have been deprived of seeing lesbians getting it on film until recently. So we're still, I mean, we were never, years ago, we would see any piece of crap if we got chicks were going to kiss in it. Yeah. We would sit through a documentary, a 3-hour documentary on Varnish if we got chicks were going to kiss in it. One more cabinet, I believe they're going to make out. You know? I went to see a David Lynch movie because I heard chicks were going to kiss on it. It was so, oh my God, I didn't know what the hell was going on, but they did kiss. But by that time, I didn't know if they were the same woman, if she was dead. The blonde makes out with the brunette, they jump into bed, they fart, they come, they weep, because that's how lesbians come in the movie, with tears. And then the blonde says to the brunette, "I think I'm in love with you." Bullshit. A real lesbian would never wait that long. Now listen, my friends, my name is Margaret Gomez. I got started here in the Bay Area, playing in queer venues. And I see a lot of my friends here who are also artists. Lenny Breedlove from Tribe 8 is here. My heroes are here, and I want to say keep supporting queer performers. Keep going out to see queer bands, queer performance art, queer spoken word. Please, please, don't forget about us. Check out hillgirls.com. That's a great place to find out what's going on. I am doing a show that's opening July at Fort Mason. And it's called Los Big Names, and it's going to go July and August. Yes, see, look, they've already heard the buzz. They're hyped up. Look at, you know what? Okay, there's Heather and Nicole, who work on my production. Big athletes as well. They're in theater, but they can actually throw a ball. And I've been looking for them. They go, yeah, no, you can find us. We're under the palm tree. Fuck that, okay? This is the large park. It's all palm trees. Anyway, this is a show about my family. It's about a Latino family, and it's about, you know, papa, mama, y baby dark. So I hope that you will come and support it and check it out. And I guess just before I go, I just, you know, just a wonderful thing about my family. My mother was very old-fashioned, and she used to, I know this is kind of politically incorrect, but she used to spank me. And she said it was for my own good, and she was right, because now I really get off on it. Happy marching, everybody! Dice rule! Dice rule! I have some flyers, and I will give them out and sign my cleavage for you. All right. Monica Gomez! All right, but we're not done yet.
We're not done yet! Right.
Yeah,
I think we have one more group to bring to the stage, but I don't know if this crowd can handle it. I mean, what do you think?